Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Right. Okay. Brilliant. Brilliant stuff. Look at me saying finally. I see we're on here for 5 hours and you're not hearing me. Anyhow, calm. How's your day, Queen?
It's been good. Just now, winding down.
You know what? I feel guilty that I'm asking you now. After we already spoke about all this off air. You know what happens next time? I don't ask you nothing. I'll wait till you are on and then I'll ask you. So it'll be as organic as possible.
It's okay.
So, Baba. Say, Baba. Do you know what I'm saying when I say Baba?
No.
Okay, no, P. Whoever know, no. Alright, so how was your day?
I told you, it's pretty good and productive, so I feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about you?
Ah, okay. It's me, you to put it. It's a trouble, Abby. Me too, man. I was good and productive. Since we are doing summary class today. So, yeah, no problem. Guys, welcome, guys. Welcome to another amazing session with your boy, Daniel. I know, Queen A. I'm not even going to tell you guys the kind of trouble this one got herself into. Set our anonymous. Yeah? You have to be anonymous. But then you have to go and create an account with your name. Guys, how else can God tell you? Stop denying me, oh. I say if you deny me in the presence of men, I'll deny you too, oh. But you see, God loves this girl too much. So God basically, when she tried to hide, God just threw away the covers. I say, see, behave yourself. God us. It was my own. On the best level, it was my own. Me and him, I was just to pass information. Alright? Queen, Rihanna, give us open prayer now. Let's know what the agenda is for today.
Okay. Well, our Father and our King,
yes,
in today's, we just want to appreciate you for who you are. Thank you for yet another day that you gave to us to live.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And to continue to find our purpose.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, oh Lord, that as many of us that are gathered here today, that we continue to learn your word and help us to put these into practice. Whatever you want us to listen to, help us to see what you want us to see and to hear what we need to hear, oh Lord. Thank you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. For in Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. I gave you a spring in my step. Yes. Thank you so much, man. Amazing vibes. Okay, guys, today we're going to jump on the vibe. The second one, obviously. Guys, what did you read last time? Okay. In my mind now, some of you remembered. And some of you are just joining today and going, what is it up? Okay, this is what went down, lads. Last time we started with Proverbs 1. And just before we jump into Proverbs 2, let's just do a little bit of recap. So Proverbs 1, let's go. Ladies first. I didn't want to do this, but hey, etiquette. So please, what do you remember from Proverbs 1?
Just like I said before, the beginning of the passage was talking about just like giving us a general understanding of what the Proverbs.
Sorry, what did you say she was talking about?
Oh, I said just like what I said last time.
Okay.
The beginning of Proverbs was just talking about like, you know, what the Proverbs is really about.
Yes, ma'am.
And the different people that you highlighted that it's meant to touch. So like it's just a multitude of people.
So for those that are
wise, to get wiser, for those that have understanding, to have more guidance. And just
guys, don't ask me why am I laughing, man. Why? Guys, have you ever spoken to somebody that all they did in their life was come first in class? God of mercy. Now she's carrying that mental ability to the Bible. Ha, it's finished though. I'm trying to tell you all. It's finished. This one will not forget nothing. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Thanks. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. No problem. No problem. Proverbs 1, amazing vibe, man. It came in letting us know the kind of people that it intends to speak to. Like Ucheda said, the wise become wiser. Did something happen? Oh God, see what people do now. What's going on now? How can people just be randomly laughing? You mean in we are reading the Bible, just start cracking up? Come on now. Lord, take control, God, take control, God, take control, God, take control, God, take control. Okay. All right. Back to basics. So yeah. He told us that this was for, you know, the people that are wise, so you can get wiser. If you are not okay, I'm not a wise guy now. How about me? Yeah, you probably have understanding, man. And so it's for you to get better at that. It's to help you even more with your understanding. Proverbs got you, bro. So, hey, guys. Hopefully, we really connect with this journey and get what it's about. Because, hey, I'm going to give you a heads up. It's King Solomon, he don't play. This comes direct. Like, he comes direct. I can't even lie to y'all. But, yeah, man. Let's go. Proverbs 2. Let me see. How many? 22. Hey, come on, I'm trying to tell you. Easy stuff, man. No long talk. Just back, straight to the point. First one, 33 verses in Proverbs 1. Proverbs 2 now, get it 22. No time. Wow. Okay. The scholar of the group, please, how do we divide this?
11 each.
Gracias, obrigado. Thank you, everybody. From all around the world, they say they are saying thank you. All right, no problem.
All right.
My mom taught me ladies first.
Okay. The benefits of wisdom. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom.
The benefits of wisdom. Perfect. Perfect. No problem. I got you. Hey. Okay. I felt inclined to say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let me hold myself. Hey. Let me not call the congregation that is not there. Hey, God, please, God, for real. I'm trying to be no pastor, God, please. Anyhow, let's go. Hey, guys, let me just tell you what happened right now. So, yeah, guys, basically, the devil is on double shift, but we'll keep it moving. That's the summary. Okay, so we're about to read Proverbs 2. Actually, we started, guys, and then yeah, things happened. But we're back now, and we'll keep it moving. So please, Queen A, could you just start from the very top?
Okay. The benefits of wisdom, my child. Listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insights and ask for understanding.
Okay, wait, please, can we pause? You see, these words, and we are just scaling through like it's nothing. Man said, tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Bro, do you understand what's going on here? That verse 2 alone has summarized the whole facade about meditation. Meaning, you can find what is edifying to listen to. Whatever it is, you just find what is vibes. And you know what hammer is? Just find whatever is self-edifying. And when you listen to that, now you gotta concentrate. You gotta get in that meditative mode. Let it settle down in your head. You gotta take it easy. You know what time it is? Vibes. Okbo. Am I communicating?
Yeah.
Man, you can continue, man. Let's go. Sorry for that. I just had to. Come on, man. That's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. We gotta, hey, you know. All right, let's go.
Cry out for insights and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you gain knowledge of God. For the Lord,
please listen. We got. So I'm sorry. This. Let's not be just on me. Queen A, when you are reading, I feel like you are just walking through these things, man, and it's unfair. Is unfair to the author, is unfair to the author and the finisher of our faith. Look at what he's saying here now. Man says, search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. Bro. 4:5. Man said, hey, when you are hungry for the word, there's no way you will not understand God. Forget about what anybody says. When you actually want to inquire about what's going on with God, there's no way he will not reveal himself to you. If I'm lying, Queen A, please talk. At this point, I think you have to chime in.
I mean, personally, I'm still on the journey, so I feel like you're more inclined to talk more about that.
Why I said Queen A is because you are believing this.
Yeah.
And I thought you'd be able to speak about it from that point of view.
I mean, like I said, I'm still on the journey. I'm definitely seeking God more now. And yeah, he does like speak to me in some ways. And, you know, it's just like the same analogy that we talked about. Like, it's like a baby. It takes some time for the baby to recognize his father or mother's voice.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Guys, if she was a comedian, this is the point where I run out of the house or the room or whatever. I'm going mad. What an analogy. God of mercy. Like a baby taking some time to recognize the parents. Oh. Well, I for no be queen, eh? God have mercy. No problem. Please just continue.
But yeah, so while we're still on the journey, we're hoping to like recognize God even more, especially like when he speaks and when he actually like, I guess like when we find him. So
yeah. Okay. Guys, just please, I'm sure the Spirit of the Lord will not allow you to get angry, but some of those who will still be, you know the vibes. Hey, the only reason why I interrupt Queenie so much is because I don't want us to finish the whole passage, then I'll go back to the top. That's going to be a double shift. You guys know what time it is. Hey, we're just here to enjoy the word, not here to work hard on the word. You see, this is not a plantation. This is a vibe. You know what time it is. Alright guys, okay. So that's why I also said Queen A should try, as she's reading, to actually try and hold herself when she feels, hey, there's something to be said here. But if she doesn't, that's why I'm here. Hey, backbone thing. You know what time it is. Alright guys. Okay, I think you are in verse 6.
Yes. For the Lord grants wisdom, and his mouth comes and his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. That'll be nice. He's a
God. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. Wow. Babe said that'll be nice. Hey, you know what? I'll leave you on that one. We are still growing understanding. You have to help your one and say that'll be nice. Don't be read that sentence again. Maybe he grants treasure of common sense to the honest. You now open your mouth to say that'll be nice.
So I guess like it's certain, as long as you're honest, yeah, he will grant you that.
Brilliant.
Okay. we change the response.
Amen.
He's a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the path of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill your joy. Will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe.
Voila for Holy Spirit. Oh, today she don't go past the level. No problem, man. All right. God help me, Solomon guy, man. This guy deep. Wisdom will save you from evil people. Wow. That's the way we are coming in, yeah? Okay. Wisdom will save you from evil people. From those whose words are twisted. Oh my days. Queen A, I have to cite Thursday night, but I'm not going to call any names. Moving on. These men turn from the right way. And guys, when they say men in the Bible, it means everyone. So men, women, everyone. So these men turn from the right way to walk down dark paths. Wow. That's a rebellious thing right there. It gets to the point where some are like, hey, you know what? Oh, this God thing, you know, F the whole nine, God thing, you know, this, that, not the third, all the, and next thing now, it's a vicious thing. Man, them are being called savages. Man, them are big, you know the whole vibe, guys, you know what time it is. And people feel exalted with titles like that. Boy, that's not a nice place to be, on God. I'm trying to tell y'all now, hey, I must be coming from somewhere, you know. I can't just turn up and be so, yes, Lord. Hey, nah. He done washed me up. That's why I'm here now. So I'm trying to tell y'all, that ain't a nice vibe. I ain't no savage. Hey, don't get it twisted, though. When it gets to some situations, hey, some people got to know that you don't play games. Let me give you for example. When I'm at the soccer pitch, yeah, savage mode, on God. No games. But yeah, guys, I'm sure like he said, the wise would understand what we're talking about. A word is enough for the wise. Moving on. 14. They take pleasure in doing wrong. Wow. And they enjoy the twisted ways of evil. Wow. Their actions are crooked and their ways are wrong. Wisdom will save you from the immoral woman. Oh, whoa. From the seductive words of the promiscuous woman. Wow. May I remember in Psalms. Wait, let me think about this. Psalm 19. towards the end of Psalm 19, the second to last verse, it talks about David was telling the Lord, God, save me from promiscuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. That's literally what David said on God. At least according to the, you know, the King James vibes, you know what time it is. But yeah, so we see that in Proverbs as well. Because, hey, like you know, Solomon is the son of David anyway. So, hey, the knowledge thing is on a hereditary thing. You get me? All right. 17. She has abandoned her husband and ignores the covenant she made before God. Oh, my days. Now, let's put this picture. A woman who abandons her husband and has got boys praying, please, Lord, save me from presumptuous sin. Guys, thank you very much. Hey, I was like, come, where is this lifeline? Thank God, you're not sleeping on the job. Thank you, Lord. Well, hey, Oakball, guys, like I'm saying, Oakball. But yeah, guys, you can see, I told you Solomon don't play. He's a straight shooter. You see how he's coming, yeah? All right? She has abandoned her husband and ignores the covenant she made before God. The woman who abandons her husband and is now making single small boys have to pray to God. Hey, God, oh, please save me from promiscuous sins, but please, oh. Because they are out there. And today's society calls them certain terms. I know a couple of those terms. Queenie, do you know any of those terms?
Sugar mummies.
That's one. I knew you would be thinking outside the box. So yeah, you're correct.
What are you thinking?
I'm very direct. MILF, MILF, and then cougar.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, me too, I guess. Because I don't know, you know. What's my own? Okay. 18. Entering a house leads to death. Hey, boy. Solomon, calm down now. Entering a house leads to death. It is the road to the grave. Wow. Guys, I gotta paint a picture right here. Okay, imagine this woman now that's not kept the covenant with her husband, but they are still together. They've not broken up. They are still together. It's just that everybody knows, Omo, you are street, me too, I'm street. We are everybody going street. You are now the ram, the sacrifice that the devil now placed in her reach, and you too, you fall for it. Yay. And that man, Obi tied you, that guy in a soldier. Oh boy. See, relationship or no relationship, that man wants to teach somebody a lesson, either you or the wife. So somebody sharp will get the vibe. This is why, Lord, please guide us. Oluwa, please guide us. God, you are the one that created me. You are the one that knows what's going on. Don't allow any help, woman. They find me attractive. Oh God, please. Oh. Amen. I beg, say amen for me now. I see me. Okay.
19.
Thank you very much. The man who visits her is doomed. Wow. He will never reach the paths of life. My God. So follow the steps of the good and stay on the path of the righteous. For only the godly. Thank God. Guys, let's concentrate. For only the godly will live in the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. Wow. Oh boy. But the wicked will be removed from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted. Wow. Wow. Can you remember when you wanted to deport 21 Savage from America?
No.
Did you hear of that?
No. I'm the wrong person to ask.
No. You are never the wrong person to ask the question. God knows. Anyhow, vibes. They wanted to deport you, but that's not possible, man. You don't do that. And thank God they were able to solve that situation. Because apparently he's actually from the UK. He was born in one of the islands below the United States and Mexico before getting to South America. But yeah, he was born in the UK. But all vibes, it's all good. Wow, guys, this proverbs to open. If you know, OPG, open, come on, God. But yeah, it's all good. God, thank you for giving us the wisdom to go through this, Father. Thank you for giving us the ability to read through this, Father. We thank you, Lord. We exalt your name, we magnify you. Because you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords, you are the omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscience God. Father, without you, nothing is done that needs to be done. Father, I just thank your name. I magnify you, Lord. I exalt you. We allow this whole healing to go smoothly. Even when the devil try to play games, you let him know. You let him know. No matter what, your hand remains on your children, because your plan for also of good and not for evil, so we shall reach the expected end. Father, magnify your name, O Lord. Daddy, I thank you for Queen A right here, for the knowledge and understanding you bestowed unto her, even in this journey that she thinks is just starting. You know that you've been on her case for a minute now. I thank you, Lord, for the love, attraction, and everything is coming together in your own time. Father, thank you for everyone who listens to this. Father, I thank you for the heart that you've given them to even have time to listen to this in a time like today, 2021. Lord, thank you so much, Father, because you know all. May your name be highly exalted in Jesus' name.
Amen.
To everybody listening, including the Queen A, Father, I say you protect us, O Lord. Let us have a lovely day ahead. Let us have a lovely night. And let us magnify your name with joy, because you will never fail us.
Yes.
For in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Now we got that away. Okay. Wow. That was a lot. You know, what are you telling me? Any last words?
No. It's always a pleasure to be on here. Thank you for having me.
God knows I was not expecting that, but no pee. What did your friends call that girl? Sweetie, right? Sweetie, whatever. I remember her saying, she said something in the QQ interview. She said, I like gifts. So no problem. I'll take what you just said as a humble gift. I know. I accept. No problem. Thank God. Okay. Have an amazing night. And yeah, guys, you know what time it is. If you're new to the vibe, you're very much welcome. Thank you for staying to the end if you did. And then, yeah, guys, have a lovely day. Let us know what you really like about this and what you want us to improve upon. Let us know, guys, because only with your help could anything get better. Yeah, don't sit down like all those other ones on the fence. Eh? Don't be lukewarm. Be hot or cold. Okay, don't be hot on us, obviously, and don't be cold. But I want you guys to, you know, let us know if that feedback that we need to know. Don't just sit back and just then make don't allow the devil make you make rubbish comments. So now I'm mad at you, but he's actually the one causing the problems. You know what time it is, right? All right, guys. Have a lovely day, Adam. Yeah. Queen A.
Yeah.
Toodles.
Bye.